Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, November 14th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Faculty at Northwestern University met with Athletic Director Mark Jackson for a Q&A session where he detailed the athletic department's goals and addressed concerns about hazing and student-athlete academic engagement. They also discussed the university's upcoming healthcare switch from Blue Cross Blue Shield to United Healthcare starting January 1, 2026, which raised questions around provider networks and faculty input in the decision. In Evanston, the city is offering free mental health first aid training to residents to build skills to support neighbors or friends experiencing mental health crises. The training includes a 2-hour online module and a 7-hour in-person session, and participants reported large gains in recognizing signs of distress and confidence in having supportive conversations. 6 individuals, including congressional candidate Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy and obstruction, stemming from a September 26 protest at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility in Broadview, Illinois. The indictment alleges the group surrounded and damaged a government vehicle, while Abu-Ghazaleh's defense argues the right to protest is protected by the First Amendment. At Texas A&M University, professors must now receive advanced approval from department chairs before teaching or writing about certain race and gender topics, a policy update described as one of the most sweeping such restrictions at a U.S. university. Russian forces launched a massive aerial strike against Ukraine overnight, targeting critical energy infrastructure and causing fires and explosion damage in the capital, Kyiv. The attack adds to mounting concerns over civilian power outages and an escalating humanitarian crisis in the region. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.